Yesterday I prophesied about the mantle, the threefold mantle, mantle on my life, mantle on my father's life, mantle on his father's life, three of them, tackling the battles of your life. Even before the middle of the night tonight, your testimony shall arrive. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Blessed be your name, Lord. Please be seated. Welcome everyone here tonight, and I believe that somebody is about to encounter the raw power of God. If you are that person, say a louder amen. Amen. It's our month of power for divine proofs, and power is what we shall experience. And the basis of this church is actually power. And so we are looking at the book of Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38. The subject is the nature of the power of God. The nature of the power of God, part 1. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus Christ. The nature of the power of God. Our objective is, first of all, just directly as it is, understanding the nature of the power of God. And secondly, we'll be understanding the workings of the power. When we talk about the power of God, it is important to understand that the power of God is responsible for the heaven and the earth. It took power for the earth to come into being. In Jeremiah chapter 27 and in verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 27, it said, God speaking said, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm. And I have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. I made the earth, man, and animals upon the earth by my great power, by my outstretched arm. And the things that are upon the earth, I gave it to whomever it seemed meet to me to give. What is the power of God? It's talking about great power. I have 6 definitions for that power, but I'll mention 3 of them in this service and then the 3 in the next service. Number 1, the power of God is the ability, capacity, and capability of God. The ability, the capacity, the capability of God. When we talk about the power of God, we are talking about what is God capable of doing. What is God able to do? What is the extent of his ability? What is the scope of his capacity? What is the dimension of his capability? His power. In the course of our construction, we used some cranes to lift up metals. And you have things like 60-ton crane and 90-ton crane and 150-ton crane, depending on their diverse abilities, capacities, and capabilities. There are some that could lift heavyweight up to 90 meters or 90 feet. So when we are talking about the power of God, how far can God go? If he stretch out his hand, what can happen? Mashakoko bagadagalagayaga.
Is God speaking to somebody here? So I like you to imagine it now. Imagine the ability. Imagine the capacity. Imagine the capability of God. Then you are dealing with the power of God. The next way to look at it, number two, is the power of God is the energy, the might, or the almightiness of God. The energy, the might, the almightiness. What is the energy of God? What is the might of God? How do you define the almightiness of God? The almightiness of God that scooped earth in his hand and breathed breath into earth, and sand and stone became muscles and tendons, and ligaments and arteries and veins and venules and capillaries and arterioles, and became blood and became tender. When you are talking about the almightiness of God, you are talking about the God who carried some little fire particles in his hand and flung his hands like this, and it became trillions of stars. And the Milky Way galaxies and the atmosphere and the stratospheres and the hemispheres and the stars and the sun and the moon, located in precision where they have been from generations, and they have not shifted position. And on the basis of the precision of creation, a rocket launched at a particular angle will land on the earth without missing. Mightiness of God. That is the obada-badaness. That is the agidibashiousness. Is God speaking to somebody here? Before this service is over tonight, there is someone seated here who will experience that power. Who will experience that power. You will experience that almightiness. Experience that energy. You believe that your amen will be the loudest. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number three, the power of God is the rule, the control, and the influence of God. The rule, the control, and the influence of God. What is the span of his control? What can God control? And what is it that can be said that this is out of his control? You know, human beings have situations that are beyond control. Where we come to the point where we say, this is a situation beyond my control. But what is it that can be said that is beyond the control of Elohim? El Shaddai, El Lion. How far can the devil go before God arrests him? Shakapakataka. He's talking about the control. He's talking about the rule. He's talking about the extent of his influence. It was Lucifer, the son of the morning, that was the guardian of God's throne, who once upon a time decided that he wanted to be God himself. And he began to ascend the sides of the north with one third of the stars of heaven. And Elohim looked back and said, who goes there? And he scattered from there with the speed of light. For Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. And behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I am here to announce every devil that is getting out of control, today they shall be arrested. Say amen like a believer. Every power of wickedness, power of witchcraft, power of the occult, power of diabolism that is trying to get out of control in your personal life, in your family, in your resources, in your business, in your career. Every power from hell that is trying to get out of control, today they are arrested. Look at your neighbor, say, where God is in control, nothing can be out of control. Say, where God is in control, nothing around your life can be out of control. I think it was last week, Friday, that pastor who testified last week, I think it was on Wednesday, he testified of how armed robbers collected his car at gunpoint. He said he opened the door when once bring your key. He opened the door thinking he was the only one and knocked him down. And then seven others appeared with guns. His wife and children were in the car. Wisdom demanded that he lives with his wife and children alive. And they went away with the car. Only for them to take the car somewhere to rob and kill the man on the spot. That was in Port Harcourt. Took the car somewhere to rob and were doing the same thing they did with that man. And the man, I don't know what happened, they shot him dead. And he was at the police station reporting the case. When the call came to the same police station, they are robbing here with a car number, so and so and so. And the man said, that is my car that they just stole. But the robbers left. But I told him, I said, number one, the car shall be recovered. And number two, not one of them shall go alive. Because it is not everywhere you mess up with. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. He called me today. Number one, the car was recovered. Number two, one of them was gunned down on the spot. Number three, the rest of them, two of them have been arrested to link up to the balance of the rest. Is God speaking to somebody here? Today, every devil that seemed to be out of control, I prophesy by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God upon my life, today they are arrested. Whether it's a witch, a wizard, a robber, a necromancer, a stargazer, before this time tomorrow, it will be clear to you that the power of the enemy has fallen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shake the hands of people and tell them that devil is a liar. Thus far he has gone and no further shall he go. Give the Lord a shout of power. Take your seat. From Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and in verse 38. We can deduce the following workings of the power. Acts 10:38, we just read it, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So there are six things we want to pull out of that passage. Number one, that the anointing is both a person and a possession. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a person. So if someone can be anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. The power is a possession. It's a product. So the anointing is both a person and a possession and a product. Completing it, the anointing is both a person in bracket the Holy Ghost. And a possession in bracket power. The meaning of that is whenever we make reference to the anointing, we are making reference to power. Even though the anointing is more than power, but power is a major component of the anointing. Is God communicating to anybody here? Number two, the anointing or the power of God. He said he anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went? Before he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, he stayed. But when he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went. For 30 solid years, it appeared like there was an embargo on him to heal any sick, to deliver any oppressed, to move any movement. But in the waters of Jordan, when the heavens opened,
and the Holy Ghost descended upon him body like a dove. The Bible said in Luke chapter 4 and in verse 14, his fame spread abroad as he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, and things began to happen. Whatever kept him in one place for 30 years broke when the power landed. Am I communicating at all? That should mean something to somebody here. The meaning of that is, now I'm still talking. The anointing or the power of God is a limit lifter. Or if you want me to say it another way, the anointing or the power of God is a limit breaker. A limit breaker, a limit lifter. Anywhere there seemed to have been a limit on a life, limited from fulfilling destiny, limited from moving forward in ministry, limited from getting married, limited from getting a child, limited from making the millions or the billions necessary to do the work of God. Maybe all around you, all you sense is limit. Why am I so limited? Why is it that I can only move so far?
Oh,
it is like the circus elephant whose waist is tied with a rope, and he tried to move this way, he can't move. He moved this way, he cannot move. He moved that way, it cannot move.
Until the chain leaves his leg and enters his mind, and to say, don't make any attempt anymore. You are not permitted to move. Just remain here. And he remains on the same spot. Even when the rope is removed, he can no longer move, because something tells him, you cannot move beyond this level. I am speaking to somebody here. There seems to have been a limit around your life, a limit around your destiny. Maybe the same thing stopped your father, or stopped your mother, or stopped your brothers and your sisters, and is trying to stop you right now. I announce by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that limit is broken. That limit is broken. That limit is lifted. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. I announce to somebody here today, today marks the end of that limitation. It marks the end of that limitation. It marks the hand. That's right. That's right. I am hearing that there is someone with a restriction order. The devil placed a perpetual injunction on your life, on your destiny, a restriction order from the realm of the spirit, by the kingdoms of witchcraft, by the powers of the occult. I announce today that restriction order is lifted. That limitation is broken. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Help me tell three people around your life, tell around yourself, and tell them the limit is broken. The limit is broken. Shout it louder. My limit is broken. Loudest. My limit is broken. Loudest. My limit is broken. When I say the anointing is a limit lifter or a limit breaker, it means also, by way of completion, the anointing or the power of God is a motion initiator. Jagabagadaya. It carries the power of inertia. Is a motion initiator. It has the capacity to initiate motion. Where you have remained on the same spot, you are moved into marriage, or moved into fruitfulness, or moved into the realm of exploits, or moved into the realm of impact. Is God speaking to somebody here? I don't care who has said you are not stepping to the next level. I am here to anoint it by this power with which I preach, your motion is hereby confirmed.
Somebody take one step forward and say, in the name of Jesus, I move forward. 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 Shout power! Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. 1 minute, I move forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am moving forward by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be shad of the hasty. I am moving forward. Lahashatatata. I am moving forward. No devil can stop me. No power can stop me. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Some of us, what is planning to stop you are the ancestral generational altars of your father's house. Things that are trying to stop you, witchcraft, manipulation, the bad will, envy and bitterness of men, trying to stop your shift to the next level. Is God speaking to anybody here? Or the climatic condition, the negative environment and climate of the world that you found yourself in. But I announce today, by the power with which I preach, by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God on my life, the limit is broken and you are shifting forward. Somebody shout power! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. At the temperature in which this thing is going, I might end earlier than I thought. Because we are going to pray. It's a limit lifter. One thing you must ever understand is that the devil is a limiter of destiny. He didn't go far. He doesn't want anybody to go far. He's an enemy of destiny. He doesn't want people to become what God wants them to be, because that is a threat to his existence. But the fear of the devil shall come upon him. The fear of the devil shall come upon him. What the devil is afraid of concerning your life and my life, my family, my destiny, that fear shall come upon the devil. Say the loudest, amen. So to summarize this point, I believe that was point number 2. Unction or power equals motion. Unction or power equals motion or progress. Where you have unction, there must be motion. Where you have power, there must be progress. Something must shift level. Something must shift in dimension. And that is what is happening here tonight. Secondly, or number 3 now, the anointing or power of God. You say he went about doing. So as he went about, people were seeing things because power was in action. He went about doing. So thirdly, the anointing or the power of God is fuel for supernatural events and effects. The anointing of God is fuel for supernatural events and effects. Anywhere the anointing is, anywhere the power is in manifestation, there is always an event fueled by the same anointing. Am I communicating? Anointing is oil. Anointing is from my language. Anointing. Anointing, my language is oil. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And is what we use to fuel vehicles. Liquid and not, that is petrol. It fuels events. Is there anybody trusting God for a major event in your life? In case you don't understand what an event is, the dedication of a 1,000 unit of houses. Ha 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 ha. It's an event. It's an event. It's an event. It's an event. When you say, Pastor, I have 3 aircrafts Boeing 727 to dedicate at the airport, and I am starting an airline business that is to fly around the world, it's an event. And I will gladly go with you to dedicate the Boeings. When you want to dedicate ship, a fleet of ship bigger than this church building, because God is moved you to a realm of conquering millions, it's an event. When you want to dedicate an orphanage, a hospital, one of the pastors that submit under this ministry told me, he said, our church has built a clinic or a hospital. I want you to come and help me dedicate it. I said, I'm gladly coming. It's an event. Something that is going to help humankind alleviate afflictions. It's an event. Am I still speaking to anybody here at all? The anointing, the power of God sponsors events. Marriage is an event. Wedding is an event. Child dedication is an event. Naming ceremony is an event. House dedication is an event. Am I communicating here? The time when your occultic father, occultic mother, occultic brothers and sisters decide to burn their charm and their altars and their diabolic power to come to Jesus is an event. Hey! And the anointing sponsors supernatural events and supernatural effects. The power of God causes events to happen, causes effects to happen. I stand there by that same anointing and I decree to someone here, that event in your life, that event in your family, that event in your spiritual journey you are trusting God for, by the power that is coming tonight, that event is realized. Say amen like a believer. Say amen like a believer. Say amen like a believer. Take your seat now. Praise the Lord. The meaning of that is the anointing or the power of God is fuel for supernatural events and effects. Meaning that the anointing or the power of God makes things to work or works out things. Makes things to work, or it works out things. Where something was not working, the anointing works it. Mahashata. A liver not working, a kidney not working, a lung not working. A marriage not working, a business not working, a ministry not working. The anointing, the power of God makes it to work. So at first, we said that unction or power equals motion. Now, we like to say that unction or power equals action. It equals action. First, it was equal motion and progress. Now, I like to say it equals action or productivity. You can't live a barren life with this oil. No. You cannot live a barren marriage, a barren ministry, barren business, a barren destiny with this anointing. No. I am ministering by this power. Hello. I am ministering by this power. And by this power, things are working. A mega construction of global dimension. As we talk, speak, 100,000 seats are in construction for that sanctuary. As we speak, at the same time that is going on, a modern, ultra-modern church building was completed in a village and dedicated this November. At the same time, this is going on. Can you show us any picture, clip of that picture of the village church? At the same time that was going on, a major church building was completed in Lagos on Bagada Expressway. At the same time. This was the village one. Can you see it? Can you show us the inside or any part of it? That was the village one, completed. It can stand anywhere in the world. This one walking, that one walking, others walking, and then that one overwalking self. That was the village church. Two governors in attendance, a deputy governor, all local government chairmen in that zone, honorable members of the House of Rep. Village church. Is God speaking to somebody here? Everything working by that power. That was Lagos church. By that power. We come to church and people have to sit outside because the church is filled. And when the big one opens, they will still sit outside. November last year, they sat outside. Why are you connected to such an anointing and you are saying that something is not working? And you are saying something is not working. And you are saying something is not working. And you are saying your life is not working. Your business is not working. Your marriage is not working. Your office is not working. That devil is a liar. Look at your neighbor, say it must work. Do it well, do it well, do it well. It must work, it must work. Walk to seven people, tell them it must work. It must work, it must work. It must work. That's overflow, lost garden. Overflow, lost garden. Remain standing. I don't know about you, but you need a vexation of spirit in order to have an acceleration of destiny. Can you imagine this pastor take this mantle into the academic world? And he was a bad lecturer. No. Bad professor. No. Bad vice chancellor. No. I was talking with one professor. We're in school together. Classmate. And I gave books along with others. When he saw the book, he said, Pastor, you are so busy and you are doing all this. He said, I have been trying to write one book. Now, song flowing. Book flowing. Sermon flowing. Buildings flowing. The list can continue. Why is it that is the same anointing you are connected to? And you are struggling. And things are not working. Somebody shout, no more! You are going to help me walk to seven people. Tell them, it must work. It must work. It must work. Mashakala baradaya. It must work. It must work. It must work. Things must work. Woo! Somebody scream power. I and the children the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and for wonders. Elephant does not give birth to antelope. Lion does not give birth to rabbit. You must make up your mind today. If it is this same anointing and this same power, then things must work in my life. There must be productivity. There must be motion. There must be action. Devil, you are a liar. Every spirit of impotence, I bind you. In the name of Jesus,
we're going to take a song. After that, we'll swim into power. And you must make up your mind that today is that day. Hello. Today is that. Something must change. Something must break. Something must land on me. While you remain standing for the sake of time, two things that you'll take home. Take home. Or maybe take your seat so you can write it down comfortably. Now, number one, the power of God is the answer to the challenges of man. I'm unable to finish the first segment of it, and I'll be doing that in the second service. But the power of God is the answer to the challenges of man. Or to make it more straight, or in a straight line, the power of God is the answer to the problems of man. The problems. Listen to this. To connect power is to collapse problems. When you connect the power, you collapse the problems.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing, all that. He went about dealing with problems. He carried the power to collapse the problems. To connect power is to collapse the problems. And secondly, the presence of God is a basic requirement for the power of God.
I told you the power of God is both a person and a possession.
The presence of God is a basic requirement for the power of God.
To stay in his presence is to stay in his power. To stay in his presence is to stay in his power. Someone say amen.
So we are about to pray.
And what is my counsel to you? I mean, it's just straight there. If the power of God is what collapses the problem of man, you do what it takes to connect power. And you refuse to be powerless. And if the presence of God is a basic requirement, then ensure that nothing takes you out of his presence. Stay in his presence. This evening, we are going to pray two prayers and then sing a song. The world is in need of the power of God. And we are going to take that song onto explosion dimension. Lord, break every limit on my life. Every embargo placed on me, if the power of God is a limit breaker, is a limit lifter, is an embargo breaker, tonight it must break. If it is a motion initiator, I must shift levels tonight. And if the power of God
And the anointing of God is the sponsor of events. This particular event I am expecting in my life, Father, supply me enough power to sponsor it. Supply me enough power to sponsor it. Is there somebody here who is aware that something is about to change in your life? Then you will jump up on your feet with a loud shout of amen. Amen. That amen is too timid. A louder shout of amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I am grateful. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Now lift up your voice and thank him for his word. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Open your mouth and thank him for his word. Mete sidigala. Mete sidigala. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. I thank you for your word to me tonight. I am grateful, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, 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 for your word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Ikebalayada hasadidaya. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, Father, I have heard that your power is a limit lifter, a limit breaker, an embargo lifter. Father, I apply for that power tonight in my life. Let every limit, let every embargo on my life break now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every limit. Every limit. Every limit. Every limit. Every embargo. Be lifted. Every limit. Be broken. Tonight. 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 Power. Power. To lift the limits. Power. To lift the limits. To break the embargoes. Palala. Jesus' name. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I apply for power to shift levels. In the name of Jesus, I apply for the power to shift levels. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. I apply for the power to shift level. 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 I apply. I apply. I apply. I apply. I apply for the power to shift level. I connect it tonight. Lima magaraya. Lete sete beregagaya. Masata galaya hada. Oh yes. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands now and say, Father, the event of my life, the events of my life that I am expecting right now, I apply for enough power to sponsor, to fuel those events. I apply for enough power to fuel this event. Mention the events you are expecting to fuel the marital expectation. The power needed to get me settled maritally. The power needed to get me settled in business. The power needed. Open your mouth, mention it. Mahashana Nayaya. Mahashakalaya. I apply for that power. I apply. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say, I apply for the power needed for these events of my life, and I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive. The power in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and let's take that song with all your heart. Sing that song as we apply and make demands on this power. I need fire, Lord. Set my heart aflame to be an arrow in your mighty hand. As I change it, set to change my world with an awesome power of the living God. I need fire, Lord. I need fire, Lord. Set my heart. Holy Spirit, come.
are present. The anointing of God is present. In the main sanctuary, the gallery, the overflows. Something is happening. And those doing via the satellite, the internet, the Facebook, the YouTube, the Google Plus, Dynamis TV, Internet TV, something is happening. Meha Shada Galaya da Baraya. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. That's right. The power of God is here tonight as I take authority over every destiny limiter, every embargo placed on your life, every break the enemy has applied on your life and your destiny, on your progress in life, I command them arrested. The power that is needed to sponsor supernatural events, I declare the release of that power tonight. As I take authority over near success syndrome and failure at the edge of breakthrough and the spirit of rejection and the spirit of rise to crash, every ancestral curse of limitation, every witchcraft curse of limitation, every generational curse of limitation, every force of the occult that is stopping your life and your destiny, today they are arrested by power. Every blind devil of blindness, deaf devil of deafness, inherited diseases, afflictions, and whatever is contrary to the plan and purpose of God for your life, today they are arrested. Lift your hands high. Right now. There will be divine encounters in this place now and overnight. Angels will move on assignment. Breaks will be removed. Cages will be broken. Chains and ropes they used to tie down your life shall be broken. There shall be a release for you into your next level, a release for you into destiny, a release for you into purpose. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. So here is going to be an anointing with power. Lift your hands high. The anointing with power. I am going to count up to five. And as I count up to five, and I decree the release of the power, you will bring your hand down on your head at the count of five and scream power at the top of your voice with just one turnaround. Power. Once that happens, chains will break, yokes will break, eyes will open, ears will open, prison doors will be open. There will be divine acceleration. There will be divine elevation. Stagnations will be terminated. Satanic cycles will be interrupted. Agendas from the pit of hell will be canceled. Lift your hands. Father, anoint with power. And let something change tonight. Let healings. That's right. There's someone with a knee condition on the left knee. The power of God is healing you right now. And somebody with an abdominal condition is being healed right now. A migraine with a demonic challenge inside the head is being lifted, returned back to hell right now. A spinal condition more around the waist is being healed right now. A serpent spirit is getting out of somebody's body. An unclean spirit that looks exactly like you is leaving somebody's body today. A spirit of rejection is leaving. A garment of disfavor is being set on fire. Lift your hands at the count of five. You scream power. Father, let the power fall. Let the anointing of power fall. In the name. And the Lord is rewriting somebody's story. Rewriting somebody's history. What they used to know you for before is changing today. Lift your hands high. Father, let the power fall. In the name of Jesus. One. Two. Three. Four. Are you ready for power? At the count of five, you place your hand on your head and scream power with just one turnaround.
and something will break. Are you ready? Receive the power. Receive it. The power is on you. Receive it. The power. Pray. Anointed. With power. Receive. Receive the anointing, the power. Jesus, something just happened. Lift your hands and give him the praise. You had an encounter, or you had a healing in your body, or any of the things I mentioned. You had an encounter or a healing in your body. Quickly rush forward here. We don't have much time. Already time is up. But lift your hands, the rest of us, and appreciate him. Fire, fall on me. Fire. Fire fall on me, like under the anointing. Fire fall on me, like under the anointing. Fire.
broken every yoke. He has given us of his soul. Again, again, the Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us victory. Again, again,
the Lion, the Lion, the Lion, the Lion of Judah. He has broken every yoke. He has given us of his soul.
Esther said for several days now she couldn't bend, she couldn't stand, waist pain and heat. But as the word came on now, she was so shocked that she's the one bending and dancing.
Do what you couldn't do before. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Hallelujah.
Our brother, sir, 5 years, he had an accident and the left knee injury. And you mentioned left knee.
That's right.
You mentioned left knee. Sir, the pain gone. He can now bend down. He can now
do what you couldn't do before. For how long you had that left knee?
Yes, sir. 5 years.
5 solid years.
Yes, sir.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. That knee is healed.
Yes, daddy. This young man had kneecap affliction from the dream of the night for 6 years. And now the pain took up.
The left knee.
Yes, sir. The left knee, sir.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
Migraine headache for 13 good years took off on the frequency of power.
What?
Migraine
for 13 years. Every affliction that followed you for decades today is over forever.
Our sister said she came here, fire on her head. She was contemplating going to scrape the hair. But right now, she said she was contemplating going to scrape her whole hair. Headache, but right now she said cold sensation.
Every arrow of mental condition that is fired on anybody is returned back to hell. Power of the Holy Ghost. Every arrow from hell returns back to hell.
That word on left knee is also for her. She said she couldn't move her left knee for a long time now. She couldn't walk the stairs. But when that word
what happened to your knee? I can see it is bent to the side.
I have both leg, but for some times now, this particular one.
Okay.
I've been paining me seriously. I cannot even climb the staircase and I cannot really rest on it.
And what happened now?
I went as the word came, then the
and it is the
off.
Same left knee.
Yes, sir.
One word, too many healings. Climb over there. Are you just looking like that? Climb down, climb down.
Hallelujah. Satani, are you also the one with the shoulder condition? The Lord is showing me somebody with a shoulder condition. Yes, you. What happened?
Just having the pains from over 2 years now.
Right on this shoulder. And I'm standing right in front of you and God is showing that to me. Lift up your hand. Everyone with any arrow here returns back to hell. Power of the Holy Ghost, return back to hell. Everything that the devil fired in your body returns back to itself.
Sir, we have all manner of testimonies. Left knee conditions healed. So many of them, about five of them. The case of her sister is over 5 years, but right now is healed. And then we have chest conditions also healed.
If you had any encounters in the course of the ministration, let us know.
Her sister said, that sister there had an encounter. She said that she saw a bottle of oil coming towards her head, and she came actually with an abdominal condition. When she saw that revelation, the pain took off.
That anointing you are trusting God for is released upon you.
And this is, she told me that she intends to do medicine in school. At the shout of power, she saw a stethoscope with her name written boldly on it.
At what level of school are you now? But you are through secondary school.
Yes.
And you wanted to study medicine.
Medicine.
And now she studies stethoscope with her name,
name written on it, Dr. Rehoboth, boldly on it.
Congratulations. You know, after secondary school, I wanted to read medicine, and as if there was a slug, as if there was some slow motion in the process. And we're praying, and the Lord revealed myself wearing a white lab coat. That's why I believe in that vision. And it was confirmed even before I stepped into medical school. White lab coat. Claire, your medical vision is confirmed. And I stepped in there. Anything God has in mind for you to achieve that you have not yet, tonight the mantle is upon you. And every one of you here today, your healings are permanent. Your miracles are permanent. Your testimonies are permanent. And for everyone who came in here tonight, as you return back overnight, encounters shall happen to you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as they return back to their seats. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Lift up your right hand, everyone, everywhere you are. The only thing that can stop your own encounter is the life of sin. If you have not given your life to Jesus, you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, or you are living in compromise, living in a backslid state, or you are living in a state where there is a bondage in your life that is likely to end your soul in the flames of hell. Anyone in that category like that, you'll pick up your Bibles and your bags and say, Pastor, I've seen God's power this night, and I'm going to go home to experience power, and I want to hand over my life to Jesus. I see your hands. I see the hands. So pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly come to the front here and let us pray for you. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things have passed away. Pick your Bibles and your bags. I'll give you the count of seven from the main sanctuary, the galleries, the overflows, and then those watching via the satellite, the YouTube, the internet, and so on. When we are praying for them here, you'll be praying with us right there. But those who are here in person, carry your Bibles and your bags and step forward and let us receive you. God bless you.
I'm a new creation.
Give you the count of seven. One.
Things have passed away.
I'm born again.
More than a conqueror.
Quickly count to one, two.
That's who I am.
And three.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
And five.
I'm a new creation.
And six.
I'm brand new.
And seven.
All
things have passed away.
I'm born again.
I prophesy upon that communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power. As we take his body, we take his power. As we take his blood, we connect with the same power.
And whatever the power did through Jesus, that power shall do in your life today. It shall do through your life today. Whatever is a yoke or a bondage over your life is broken now by this power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Communion, go ahead. Those of you on your knees, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Deliver me from the power of sin. From today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. The hold is broken off your life, and grace to live for God is released. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate the King of Kings as a person. Us, I'm telling you, too many nice songs. He overfavored us. Are we not favored? And as those new songs come all the time, new things will happen in your life. It's not possible for things to be happening like this on a frequency like that, and your own life remain outdated, outmoded, antiquated. Look at your neighbor, say that devil is a liar. Say new things are happening in your life, and they are happening right now. Lift up your offerings, Father. Multiply the harvest of every giver, and let the hands lifted never drop down in poverty again. In Jesus' name. Take the cross again. Pass it on. And one, two, go.
Oh, Jesus, there is no one like you, my dear Lord. Oh, Jesus, there is no one like you, my dear Lord. You went to Calvary with my sin.
And newcomers, kindly step forward and let's receive you. And those who came in late for the first service, you didn't hear the message, wait for the second service, starting almost 20 minutes late. Pardon us. Be released in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Go forth and return back with testimonies in Jesus' precious name. Divine proofs. God bless you. Greet 5 people on your way and tell them congratulations for new things happening in your life. Congratulations for power. Daily divine encounters on tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. and on Friday, 5:30 p.m. Saturday, the home church. And coming Sunday is the anointing service as we connect with power for divine proofs. God bless you. First timers and newcomers, quickly step forward and let us receive you. First timers, newcomers, intending members, quickly step forward and let us receive you. First timers, newcomers, intending members. God bless you. You watch by the satellite, the internet, the Facebook, the YouTube, and the Google Plus, and all the internet television, and you were blessed and touched by this message. Let us know. You have a testimony also, let us know. We'd like to hear from you. God bless you in Jesus' name. How about I walk and stop it?
Hallelujah. Can we please rise on our feet for the second service? The Bible said in Job chapter 10 and verse 12, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Can we lift up our hands to heaven and our voices and celebrate the goodness of God and the love of God for the gift of life, for preservation, for his visitation? Lift up your voice and let us celebrate him. Master, we thank and adore you. We give you praise and the honor. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for preservation. We thank you for visitation. And tonight we are gathered in your presence again. We look up to you for a visitation. We look up to you for the release of your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of praise. Amen. I know you came with testimonies. Please go under the gallery. Ministers waiting to take your testimonies, and you'll be called to share with us in a few minutes from now. Where Jesus died, I'd like us to put our hands together one more time with a shout of praise as we celebrate him.
Somebody celebrate the King of Kings with a clap offering. There's none like our God. Hallelujah!
Hey! As I think about my life, as I think about your love that has brought me to this point in my life, I am full of assurance. seen your hands, so I've come to worship you.
I have come to worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When hopelessness
Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the King of Kings with a shout of praise. Please take your seats in this sweet presence of the Lord. Let us look quickly at the seats of destiny for today. Our topic for today, destined to last. Taught for the day, man was wired unto durability. Divinity designed humanity for longevity. Somebody say amen. We have a very sharp word from God's servant for each one of us here tonight. He said, thus it is your right to live long. Say amen. No devil is permitted to take your life before your time. Can I hear your loud this? Amen. Lift up your hands as we receive this prophecy from our Father. By the mantle of God upon my life, I prophesy to you that your life shall not be cut short. You shall fulfill your days. You shall last long in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have two assignments. Number one, consciously know and accept your covenant right for long life. And secondly, confess and repent from any sin that can arrest your durability on earth. Please lift up your hands and say after me, I thank you for your word to me today. I thank you for your longevity agenda for my life. I arrest every spirit of death after my life. I shall fulfill my days on earth in Jesus' name. Put your hands together, celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. We've been having an awesome time today. First service was a blast. And in this service, I promise God is set to encounter someone. We shall be making progress as we receive the choir ministry. One of the timeless and classic songs. Highly anointed song received and written by our Father and the Lord. And tonight, put your hands together as we receive Dunamis Voice International. Thank you.
lift your hands and begin to worship and honor him. Let him know that our souls are waiting on him. We shall not fear, we shall not be dismayed. Go on and speak to God. Our souls shall wait on him. We shall not fear, we shall not be dismayed. Your faithfulness and your mercies. We thank you because you are God. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Father, we ask at this moment that you will touch somebody. Our soul shall wait on you. We shall not be afraid. We shall not be dismayed. We shall not be ashamed. We shall not be disgraced. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands to the King of Kings. And Lord of Lords. Be shake the hands of three people and tell them you shall not be ashamed and you shall not be disgraced. And then you might be seated. Hallelujah. Please be seated. And everyone that is here tonight and excited to be in the presence of the Lord, say aloud, amen. Amen. We are looking at the nature of the power of God, the nature of the power of God in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and in verse 38 as our text. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. This is the nature of the power of God, part 2. Our objective is to understand, like he says, the nature of the power of God. And our second objective is to understand the workings of the power of God. By way of introduction, earlier on we had said that the power of God is responsible for the making of the earth. The power of God is responsible for the creation of the earth. In Jeremiah chapter 32 and in verse 17, Jeremiah 32, 17 say, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. You made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. What is the power of God? That is, we're talking about the power that made the earth, and made the earth, the Mars, and made the Venus, and made the Jupiter, and made the Mercury, the great planets of the earth, and made the stars, and made the galaxies, the Milky Ways, and made the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemispheres, the great oceans of the earth, the great seas. The power that holds the sun in place. The power that gave the boundary to the sea. And said, thus far and no further shall thou go. Said, I rebuked the waters of Noah, I have placed a perpetual decree that the earth shall not be overrun anymore by water. That same power. We started defining the power of God. In the first service we said, that the power of God is the ability, the capacity, the capability of God. What can God do? What is he capable of doing? The ability, the capacity, the capability of God. Then we said number two, that the power of God is the energy, the might, or the almightiness of God. The energy, the might, the agidigbaciousness of God, the obadabadaness, okamaleyaness, the say it and do itness. The power of God is the energy, the might, the almightiness of God. We said that in the first service. And then thirdly, we said that the power of God is the rule, the control, the influence of God. The rule of God, the control of God, the influence of God. What is the span of his rule? What is the control of his rule? What is the extent of his rule? In this second service, we shall add three more to this definition. And that is, fourthly, that the power of God is the potentials or the possibilities of God. The power of God is the potentials or the possibilities of God. It is what is possible with God. Everything that is possible with God is available for his power to deliver. The potentials of God, including what God has not yet done that we are not yet aware. What he can do that he hasn't done yet. The potentials of God, the possibilities of God. And you know that the possibilities of God commence where the possibilities of man end. You know that God's possibilities start where man's possibilities stop. The power of God. What is the power of God? Number five, the power of God is the authority, the dominion, or the dominance of God. The in chargeness of God. In chargeness. The authority, the dominion, the dominance, the in chargeness. Help me put the spelling of in chargeness on the screen. Hallelujah. Wherever witches and wizards gather, he's in charge. Wherever occultic people assembled, in charge. Let me summarize it with a sixth point, and that is to say that the power of God is the supremacy and sovereignty of God. The supremacy. That is his almighty highness, the supremacy,
That is where he appears and every other small letter G God disappears. The supremacy. That is where he steps in and no other God is permitted to stand. Huh? That is, he cannot arrive and a God is standing.
Did you forget?
When they took the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord into the house of Dagon.
Was that not 1 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 1?
And they stood it, the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. Somebody say, great mistake.
Is there any of this mic stand that is movable? Anyone that is easily movable?
Can this be loose here? Is there anyone here that can be loose? It's loosable? Is there anyone that is...
All right, bring it. They carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, if this is the Ark, and this was Dagon. Dagon was here. They brought the Ark and stood it side by side. That is, they were equal. That is, Dagon, your age mate, has arrived.
And they put them side by side. Read it on and see what the Bible says.
And when day of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. Listen.
In the morning they arrive. Dagon moved from here and lie down flat.
Dagon dobalize. You know what Yoruba people call dobale? Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I lie before your face and say that you are God.
I think that was the song that Dagon sang and laid down flat.
So they thought it was a mistake. Maybe wind blew. Maybe somebody by mistake pushed Dagon down. They carried Dagon and refunded him back. That is a God. And they refunded him back to his place. It's a mistake. Read on. And when they arose again tomorrow, this time Dagon was falling before his face to the ground, before the Ark of the Lord, and the head and his hand and the palms of his hand. Yesterday he only fell down. Today he pieces. Are you just looking like that? Yesterday he only prostrate. Today his neck broke, his head cut, his pies were broken. He had two dangerous surgeries, what we call surgery. The Ark did two surgery. We call it destructive surgery. The first one was decapitation. Second, amputation. Amputated his hand, decapitated his head. That was when they realized that this thing was not a mistake. Because Jehovah does not have age mate. Hey! I am here to announce to somebody, every satanic, demonic, witchcraft spirit, every occultic power, every witchcraft power, every ancestral power, every generational power contending with El Shaddai in your life, after tonight, their neck shall break, their hands shall be cut off. Somebody shout power.
Do you understand the meaning at all? The neck of Dagon broke. Neck, the head cut off. Head is center for strategy. The hand of Dagon cut off. Hand is headquarter of strength. That is, every strategy the enemy has organized, in the presence of his power, they die. Every strength of the devil, when they confront his power, they die. I am here to announce, every wisdom of the pit of hell, every strategy they have employed against you, against me, against the church, against our nation, by the power by which I preach, their strategy is cut off now. Their strength is destroyed now. Look at your neighbor, say, it is over with that devil. That devil that will not let you rest, that will not let your family rest. It is over with that devil. Somebody shout power.
Overnight, somebody is going to have a revelation, an encounter that will show you that the head of that witch is cut off, that the hands of that occult is cut off, that their power has expired. Somebody shout power 7 times. The meaning of that to you is, you cannot be carrying the power of God and be fearing occultic power, and be fearing witchcraft power, and be fearing ancestral power, and be fearing native doctor, witch doctor power. You cannot be connected to the power of God and be afraid of negative power. Somebody shout no more.
Take your seat. Mahashatatatat. Power of God is the sovereignty of God. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the elephant that has horns. Makoko babaraka takadege leke frike teke sikatiko koko. Jugada la fete ketika sokopra katika la garanasta. Jakote me prete ke dina malafito puroto ko zagadash. He is the one that passes through the ocean and his body is not wet. He's the one that buries his enemies who don't see their graveyard. Hey! He's the one that fights battle and you can't see the dust of war. Somebody shout power! Oyigi yigi. Obada bada. Omanya manya. Mashatatatatata. Somebody scream power! Let me announce it for the final time tonight. Every that is in contention with the power of God in your life, every
every power from the occult realm, from the witchcraft realm, from ancestral realm, from generational realm, from the realms of the skies, from the covens of hell, every power contending with the power of God in your life, in our lives, every power challenging the power of God in your life and in my life, tonight they are buried forever. They are buried forever. Somebody shout power.
Take your seat. You shall hear news of their burial, of their funeral. Before this time tomorrow, a dangerous, unrepentant agent of the devil shall be laid to rest. A dangerous, wicked, unrepentant agent of the devil shall be laid to rest. Somebody shout power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. From the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38, we can deduce the workings of God's power. And these are the following workings. See how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What will this power do? Number one, the anointing is both a person, and that is the Holy Ghost, and a possession, and that is power. It's both a person and a possession. He is the person of the Holy Ghost, and he is the one that we possess as power. The anointing is a person, and the anointing equals power. Second, we said that in the first service, the anointing or the power of God is a limit lifter, a limit breaker, a motion initiator. Jesus Christ seemed to have had a limit for one reason or the other. He never moved to heal the sick or deliver any oppressed person until the power came upon him in the waters of Jordan, and the limit was lifted, and the limit was broken, and the motion was initiated. And we said, and I don't know why that this was not included, that unction or power equals motion. Unction or power equals motion. Equals motion or progress. And in case you are here, and all this while, it seems as if something has kept you within a certain circumference. As if you are moving, and when you reach a certain level, you just remain there. For the last 10 years, your life has not shifted. Last 5 years, you have not shifted. Everything has remained the same in the last 1 year. That devil is a liar. Every circumference where the devil has kept you, where the powers of hell has kept you, where the powers of witchcraft has kept you, I am here anointed by power and fire to say in the name of Jesus, you are shifting out of there. You are shifting out of there. You are shifting out of there. Shout the loudest amen. Help me shake the hands of seven people. Tell them you are shifting. You are shifting. You are shifting. You are shifting. Somebody give the Lord a loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. Take your seat. Somebody testified in the first service. He's an engineer. He has been in the private sector. But he said he had wanted a civil service job. Because the private sector work he has been doing, the work doesn't come all the time. And he has been looking for this job for how many years? 15 solid years. And just today he arrived here with an 11th hour miracle. As a principal engineer of a federal government ministry or parastatal.
parastatal, a principal engineer, after 50 years of being in the same cycle. That is the power I'm talking about. I don't care how many years your own has been, an 11th hour miracle is coming. You are shifting now. Somebody shout again, power. It must happen tonight. It must happen tonight. I don't care whatever charm they put on your head to make you sit on the same spot. That charm shall catch fire tonight. And you are rising beyond your limitations. Somebody shout, power! Oh! If I were you, I would begin to celebrate already. Because the enemy's embargo is lifted. The restriction is over. The limitation is over. The frustration is over. Mashataka babala ya ya ya. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. The anointing or the power of God is a limit lifter, a motion initiator. Thirdly, we said the anointing or the power of God is fuel for supernatural events and effects. It makes things to work out, and it works out things. The unction of the power equals action. Events. Effects. When the power of God is working, if you are not careful, you come to a point where your life becomes an event center. Is something positive is happening all. The life of Jesus was permanently filled with events. Turning water to wine, multiplying bread, walking on water. Oh-ho. Some people came to ask him, they said, are you the one to come? That John the Baptist is asking, say, we should come and ask you, are you the one to come? Or we should expect another? Are you the Messiah? You know what he answered them? He said, go and tell him, the blind see, the deaf hear, to the events. He said, there is something to see and something to hear. If you hang around me, there is always something to see. Is God speaking to here today? Oh, there is always something to see. There is always something to hear. There is always one manifestation or the other. There is always one move of God or the other. There is something positive happening all the time. For a very long time, every Sunday here, there is a new song. After a short while, a new, brand new church dedicated. We just dedicated Lagos Church. Event. Can you show it? We just dedicated another church in the village. Event. People watched it, the village church. Two governors were there. One deputy governor. Local government chairman of all the of all those local governments there. Traditional rulers. Honorable members of the House of Representatives. Event. Events. Ay, 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 ay. Lord's Garden building is going on. Buildings, everything, all the time. Event, left, right, center, up, down. Hey!
My God, how can you be connected to such a place and there is no event and no effect in your life? That devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. I announce today, I prophesy today, your life, your destiny shall be full of events and full of effects. Somebody shout power!
Look at your neighbor, say congratulations for your event. The Bible said, declare thou that thou may be justified. Now you tell seven people, congratulations for your events, events, plural, events, 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 events.
Give the Lord a bigger shout. A bigger shout. A bigger shout. A bigger, bigger shout. Woo!
Take your seat. Mashatakaka papala. It's power. It's power. Events. There are many, 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 many more events. But time will fail me to tell you. That was number three. Number four, which we have not dealt with at all. The anointing or the power of God is catalyst. Somebody say catalyst. Is catalyst for supernatural repairs, renovations, or replacements, which is what healing is all about. He went about doing good, healing. Healing is repair. It is renovation. It is replacement. Healings happen in the atmosphere of power. The meaning of that is unction or power equals restoration. Maybe you are here today, there is something around your life that appears damaged. Maybe some people damaged your name. Maybe some people stepped into your relationship to damage your relationship between you and your wife or your husband or your friends. Maybe some people try to damage your opportunities. Maybe the devil tried to damage one part of your body or the other. Maybe it's the kidney, maybe it's the liver, maybe it's the ovaries, maybe it's the uterus, maybe it's the brain, maybe it's the heart, maybe it's the lungs. Anything that the devil is planning to damage in your life or has already damaged, by the power I minister with tonight, I prophesy they are repaired. God is repairing something, is renovating something, is restoring something in the life of somebody. Somebody who walked out of your life is walking right back. That's right, that's right, that's right. There is a restoration in the place of joy walk, a restoration in the family, a restoration in the workplace, a restoration of relationship, a restoration in career, a restoration in destiny pathway. Somebody is about to catch up. The years, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the locust, the palmer worm has eaten up in your life. You are catching up those years. You are the one shout the loudest. Amen. Somebody shout repair. Restoration. Replacement. By power. Is happening. In my life. Now. Somebody say, how can it happen? You don't need to know how it will happen. Right? You want to know how it happens? Then you should want to know what made the water become solid for Jesus to walk on top. How H2O became C6H12O6. How water turned into wine. You want to know how five loaves and two fishes
fed almost 20 something thousand people. How will it happen? I don't know and I don't care. Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, how will it happen? Answer, I don't know. Ask another, say, how will it happen? Answer, and I don't care. It will happen. It will happen. It go must happen. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you said you will do. What you said you will do. That is what you will do.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
Hey. See my own version. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. I don't know how it will be, and I don't care how it will be. That is how you are called. We had a testimony from a girl in the first service. I didn't finish hearing it, but I saw something like restorer of my soul. The contact of the phone.
Yes, sir. Her SIM damaged. So she got another one, and there was supposed to be a backup from MTN. But when he went back, they said that there's no backup in their system for her. So
all the contacts disappeared.
Yes, and so as she was leaving service yesterday, she heard in her spirit hymn book. She went to the bookshop and bought the hymn book from you that day. And so she began to look for the song that tallies with the demand she wanted. And that was the restore of my soul. So after singing it, she now took her phone and put in that page and closed it. That was in the afternoon. By 9,
I thought you were saying restorer of my phone. Yes, oh my God, restorer of my phone. My God, restorer of my phone. And what happened, sir?
Oh, giddy, giddy.
Una, bia, 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 bia. Ola, ola.
So, sir,
within few hours,
after she placed the phone in the page of that song, she had some beeps in her phone and came back. All the contacts have been restored on the phone.
Oh, hey! Hey, hey! Hey, hey! Hey, hey! Ay, 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 ay. I announce to somebody here, between now and this time tomorrow, everything that is left you, whether it is contacts, relationship, finances, favor, testimony, whatever belongs to you that the enemy took from you or that left you, I prophesy restoration. Somebody shout restoration. Somebody shout, I receive what is mine. Wave your hands and give him the praise. We are going to take this song at the end of this service. Father, we give you the praise and give you the honor. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Mashata kabalagayane. Mashata kopakalaya. So it's supernatural repairs, renovations, replacements.
And the summary is restoration. A pastor testified the other day how that armed robbers, one armed robber met him. He was driving out with his wife and four children in the car. And he said, bring your key. He opened the door and hit the man, thinking he was alone. All of a sudden, he realized seven people surrounded him. Well, he said, according to him, that for the security of his wife and children, he decided to hand the key to them and left. And he called on the spot. And he said, this is what has happened. I told him, I said, number one, the car is arrested. And number two, not one of them shall go free. Not one. So he went to the police station. And while he was reporting in the police station, there was a call, distress call to that police station, that there is robbery in GRA now, in the supermarket, with a car registration number so and so, they are using to rob. And they just killed somebody, another person, somebody in the car. And the pastor said, that is my car. That's my car. The car I just came to report here. That's the car. The robbers have killed somebody already. But they couldn't kill this man. Today, the man called me. Number one, the car has been recovered and restored to him. Number two, one of the armed robbers was shot dead when the car was recovered. Number three, two or three of them, they have been rounded up, remaining the balance to be arrested. Oh, he said everything you said came to pass. Car restored and none of them went free. Anything that needs to be restored by this same anointing, I announce, they are restored. Say amen like a believer. Amen like a believer. A louder believers. Amen. Take your seat and take your seat and sit down. And that was number five. Okay, that was number four. The anointing or the power of God is a catalyst for supernatural repairs, renovations, or replacements. And the summary was, unction or power equals restoration. Number five, the anointing or the power of God is therapy. Therapy means treatment. Is therapy for supernatural relief of pressure. Supernatural relief of pressure. It says, healing all that we oppress. Oppression is pressure. When a person is pressed down, it's called oppression. It's therapy for supernatural relief of pressure. The anointing of the power of God is responsible for the release of weights and burdens. Burdens. Acts 10:27, in that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So unction or power equals liberation. You are not permitted to remain bound with the availability of the anointing. Am I communicating? You know, this life is full of a lot of pressures. There are people here tonight under a lot of financial pressure. Since the recession arrived, it is another dangerous form of oppression. Financial pressure. I don't know the number of text messages I get of people, landlord has given me quit notice. Some it is quick notice. No, quit notice or quick notice. And it looks to me like the quick notice means that go quick. You know, it's quit notice. It says quick notice. That is move out quick. See, quit notice. All manner. People have been taken to court because they couldn't pay house rent. All manner of pressure. People have come to church with pressure. Pressure from home. Mother is sending for money. Father is asking for money. The person is in town here, cannot attend to it. Pressure in the home. Husband unable to meet the needs of the family or the needs of the wife. Pressure in the office. Employees are unable to be paid. We've had all those kind of pressures here and there. Some pressures in the night. Unable to have, cannot boast of 2 hours clear sleep until a demon is chasing them or pressing them down in the night. That devil is a bastard. pressure from spirit wife, spirit husband, spirit children. All manner of pressure. Pressure of ancestral generational family limitations. Pressure on all fronts. Somebody quenched one fire, another fire started. Hand finished one problem, another one started. That devil is a bastard. That is why we are here tonight by the anointing of the Holy Ghost to declare that every pressure that will not allow you to rest, today those pressures shall be laid to rest. Some have developed migraine headache because of pressure, developed ulcers because of pressure, high blood pressure because of pressure, back condition as if they are carrying a weight on their chest. I announce today by this anointing, the body removing, yoke destroying power of God, that pressure is over forever. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Today marks the end of all pressures in my life by the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I receive freedom now. Take your seat. Someone overnight, it will be confirmed to you that load is not your own. That sister there, you just remain standing. Remain standing. Yes, come in the middle here. She's coming forward. Just remain there. Remain there. Remain there. And lift your hands. I just saw like a container, like a basin in which a lot of garbage things were put inside. And the enemy was not you, but your enemy. They were putting it on the head. And it appears to me like there are dreams that you have seen where they have tried to put such things on you. But today marks the end. When was the last time you had such an experience, like in a dream where you saw something like that?
Every night.
Every night.
Every night. Every night. And in the dream, I used to see darkness. I can't see light at all.
And you see that garbage on your head, yes, with rubbish put inside it.
Yes, sir.
Carrying it on your head.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I would be in the car carrying the load.
Carrying the load on your head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Lift up your hands. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Today, I announce to everyone here, every load the devil has put on your head, whether it's a load of madness, the load of insanity, the load of pressure, the load of oppression, today, that load is being set on fire. That load is being set on fire. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every demonic garbage on my head tonight, catch fire. Fire! Fire! Yeah, 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 yeah. Fire! Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Your luggage, your baggage, catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Your demonic luggage, your satanic baggage, catch fire! Catch fire! Fire! Mahash lebere de hesi bokokosoko prakatasata lamakasate lebere de glayadash. Fire! And there are over 14 people here tonight. That thing the devil put on you is catching fire now. And as it catches fire, the power of God is coming upon you. That's right. That's right. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on fire. Now, 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 now. Jesus. Father, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. The pressure is lifted. 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 That pressure that affected your blood is over forever. Hypertension is over. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat 1 minute. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so, the anointing of the power of God is therapy for supernatural relief of pressure. And I also added that it is responsible for the release of weights and burdens. That is, unction or power equals liberation. Finally, the anointing or the power of God is a product of the presence of God. For God was with him. The anointing or the power of God is a product of the presence of God. For God was with him. The presence of God is the presence of power. And the absence of God is the absence of power. The presence of God is the presence of power. And the absence of God is the absence of power. Let's conclude. And the conclusion is the same. That is, the power of God is the answer to the problems of man. To connect power is to collapse problems. To connect power is to collapse problems. Shut up, Papa. To connect power is to collapse problems. And secondly, the presence of God, like we just saw, is a basic requirement for the power of God. To cultivate his presence is to cultivate his power. To cultivate his presence is to cultivate his power. Anything you will do to keep yourself in God's presence, do it, and the power will follow you. But tonight, I see somebody here rising beyond the limitations of your father's house. That amen is so paralyzed. The limitations of your lineage. The limitations of your brothers and your sisters. What the others were unable to achieve. Now listen, you will achieve it, and God will use you to pull the others out. Shout the loudest. Amen. Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands where you are. Lift up your hands where you are and begin to appreciate God. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him tonight. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him for his word to you. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands, and we are going to pray two brutal prayers. You are going to ask the Father to repair your life. Anything damaged around me, whether it is my character, testimony, my integrity, my relationships, whatever is damaged, whatever is missing, whatever is lost, Father, repair, replace, restore. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands on your power. For the repairs,
for the repair,
the restoration,
the restoration,
the
renovation
of the things
pertaining to my life,
pertaining to my life, of my spiritual life,
of my spiritual life,
my relationships,
my relationships,
my resources,
my destiny,
Father repair,
Father restore,
Father renovate,
my life,
today, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and speak to God. Ya rata la bra da ga da ba da ga 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 da
I make demands on your power for the restoration of my life, repair, replacement, for things pertaining to my life, pertaining to my destiny, repairs, renovations, replacement, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and you are going to say, Father, deliver me from every pressure. Deliver me from every... Father, I receive deliverance.
Father, I receive deliverance.
From every pressure.
From every pressure.
Every burden.
Every burden.
Every concern.
Every concern.
I receive. Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Now.
Now.
I'd like you to mention the pressure. That financial pressure. Marital pressure. They are putting pressure on you to get married. Career pressure. Destiny pressure. Deliver me, Lord, from the pressure. Lift your voice, speak to God. Pressure. The pressure at home. Pressure in the family. The name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. A deliverance is coming. That thing that is a pressure in your life, tonight is its barrier. That thing that is damaged in your life, tonight is the night of its repair. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Oh my God, restore it.
You are my healer.
God is mine from your hand. I receive.
Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Your hands everywhere you are, in the main sanctuary, the galleries, the overflows. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Lift your hands high. The anointing with power is about to land on you. Be upstanding if you are sitting or kneeling down. Just be upstanding, everybody, and lift your hands high. And that anointing with power, when it comes, shall cause the brakes to be taken off and cause the motion to be sparked off. That anointing shall cause the delay to be arrested. The delays to be arrested. That anointing shall cause events and effects to manifest. For your life to become an event center. That anointing shall catalyze repairs. Damages done to your life and destiny. Things lost shall be restored and repaired. And that anointing shall relieve the oppression, relieve the pressure, lift the weight, and lift the burden. Lift your hands high. Healings shall take place. Angels are released on assignment. Power shall flow. Chains shall be broken. The cages shall be opened. The doors shall be opened. And the freedoms shall manifest. Lift your hands high. Father, let the power flow from the front to the back, from the left to the right. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Lift the hands higher. Let the vida mama gada gaza gala. Ele bebe remene gaga. Also let the memorida mama gaga zala. Master lead the baron go 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 go. Itala mama gada gaza gala ya. Ekezina mama gaga gala ya. Itala barani gaga la gaya da da da. Master leverida gaga ngoro. Masala da barada. Lift the hands high. Father, let the power flow. Let the power flow. I will count up to five. And at the count of five, you place the hand up on your head and scream power, and something shall drop upon you. You scream power with a turnaround, and something shall drop upon you. Father, let the power flow at the count of five. In the name of Jesus, one, anointed with power. Two, three, four. Are you ready? Lift your hands high. Father, let every unclean spirit check out. every spirit of rejection, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, every ancestral curse, generational curse, every spirit of witchcraft, every force of diabolism, every limitation from hell, let it be dismantled, let it be broken, and let power fall. That's right. Acceleration, motion, be sparked off, delays be over, pressure be out. In the name of Jesus, are you ready? Fall. Are you ready? Ikabagadagala. Precious name. I speak prophetically upon everyone here. The encounters you have received continues overnight. You will experience drastic encounters that will cause a turnaround of story. As you return tomorrow for divine encounter on Friday, you are returning with testimonies of supernatural events and effects, of the breaking of limitations and embargoes, of the move to the next level. Father, thank you. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Father, we thank you for this communion tonight. Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he is called the power of God. We take this communion of power tonight and encounter raw power. For every yoke to be broken, every chain to be broken, and every bondage to be broken, we call it done in Jesus' name. Take your seat and let the communion be on. While we're praying, I don't know how serious it is for somebody who came with a right knee condition. In the first service, God healed so many people of left knee condition, and just now he just revealed to me right knee condition and a terrible right shoulder condition on the back. Both are healed. At the end of the communion, you will let us know how it was. And the lower abdominal condition, like a pelvic inflammatory disease, also healed. Urinary tract infection, also healed. I call it done in Jesus' name. Those of you on your knees, place your right hand on your chest one more time and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, I surrender my life to you. Forgive my sins, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Counselors, please go with them.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.
Lift up your name. Lord, lift up your name. With a heart full of praise.
right on your feet if you believe something great happened to you tonight. Where was the person healed of the right knee? Right knee. If you are, just step forward and let's confirm what happened so that it can be made permanent. What happened to you, ma'am? God just healed you of your right. What happened to the right knee?
I've been having pain. During the first service, you called that those that are healed of the left knee. I believe God, and I said, God, my own was the right knee.
Right, not left. You see how God works? In the first service, I mentioned left. And I'm wondering now why it must be me, right, and not another thing. Because it's like a roll call. If the first service is left knee, the second has to be right knee. Do you understand that kind of thing? That's what I mean. Why must it be right knee? Why not another thing? But she was in the service, in the first service, when left knee was mentioned and he had a right knee problem and it wasn't mentioned and it wasn't healed. Do you understand that? Because the unction flows on top of revelation. And as it is now mentioned, it is tackled there. So we don't take God for granted. I almost did not mention it because it appears cliche. As if you mention left knee in the first service, so mention right in the second service. Do you understand that? I almost did not mention it. But God knew why it had to be mentioned. Everything that is secret in your life today, and you are wishing, oh Lord, I wish you can address my issue. Whether it is mentioned or not, I declare it is addressed. And it is resolved. And for how long has it been?
For almost 3 months now.
Do anything you couldn't do before. What about you? And the Lord is visiting you. He's visiting you. He's visiting you, intervening in your life. Every reproach in the marital area is arrested. In the name that is above every name, I take authority in over every form of reproach in anyone's life here that bordering on relationships. Today that devil is arrested and your turnaround is released and declared. In the name of Jesus, say a louder amen. Infection healed.
She said allergy gone.
Allergy gone. What yes. Allergy was that?
Said anytime she breaks her fast, she'll discover that she'll have an itching conditions all
incredible.
Over her body.
And it is over
but
forever.
Now it's gone. Yes, sir.
She couldn't lift the hand.
She has pain on the shoulder.
Shoulder, yes.
But she came.
And now the pain is gone. Lift the hand, let's say. Give the Lord the praise. Now place your right hand on your forehead, everyone, and lift the other hand up. If you believe you are coming here tomorrow with a testimony, say amen. Amen. Sister, are you happy with what God mentioned? That a reproach is rolled out in the marital area. Your marriage.
Challenges in my marriage. I've been having marital challenges.
God healed you of your knee and then unveil the terrible reproach in your marital life. I prophesy to anyone here today, every hidden secret that is in your life that is not yet exposed is exposed. And whatever the enemy is using to cause shame in your life, to cause reproach in your life, today that reproach is over forever. That reproach is over forever. We release in the name of the Father. The Lord bless you. Stretch your two hands. Somebody sent to us on the Facebook, I think 2 days ago, when I was praying like this, and you people started shouting offering. The person said, what a church that offering and money is not their focus. That they have to remind the pastor about offering. How many of you know that if money is the reason why we are here, that is the first thing we will take? Is it possible to forget it? By how? That was why you came. So you have to collect the money first. And maybe collect it 3 times. Say, people, let's give beginning of service offering. And then in the middle of service offering. And at the end,
Let's give bye-bye offering. The team warriors say till we forget offering. Not everybody is after money. There are people, money is after them. And from this day forward, money shall be looking for you. You are not the one that will be pursuing and chasing money. It is money that will be pursuing and chasing you. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. Your harvest shall look for you. From the north, and from the south, and from the east, and from the west. Whatever is yours, no devil can keep back. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat and pick up your offerings. Those of you in the front, your healings are permanent. Please return back. In poverty, in Jesus' name, pass it on. Released in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And the Lord be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, go forth and break forth and return back with your testimonies. I prophesy, I announce, I decree, a new day is upon you. A new season is upon you. A new day is upon you. A new season is upon you. A new day is upon you. A new season is upon you. A new day is upon you. A new season is upon you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, shout the Lord most amen. Go forth and return back with your testimony. In Jesus' precious name. Divine proofs and divine proofs and divine proofs. God bless you. Shake the hands of seven people and tell them get ready for supernatural events and effects.